From the great stories to the big moments, this is Local Legends with AFL superstar Tom Rockliffe.
Hello, I'm Tom Rockliffe and welcome to Local Legends, a podcast that celebrates great stories and big moments. Today's local legend is Daniel Stock. Welcome.
How you going, Pig?
Yeah, good, thanks, Stocky. Now, you join us after kicking the winning goal last week after the siren for the Meadows Football Club in the prelim of the Hills Football League Country Division. Take us back to that moment.
Oh, it was pretty surreal. Still doesn't really feel real yet. Every time I watch it back, which has probably been about 300, I still don't think it's me. It's pretty unreal.
Now, where can we get that vision? I know there's a fair bit of vision floating around for the listeners out there. If they want to go back and see the visual of this kick, where can we look that up?
Apart from my camera roll about 10 times, on the Hills Football League Facebook's probably the best vision.
Beautiful. And it was against the arch rivals, I'm led to believe. Kangarilla, is that in the Hills footy there?
That is correct. Obviously, arch rivals for the locals. Being a, I guess you'd call it, out-of-towner that's been at the club 3 years, I try to get into the rivalry, but nothing like the local lads. They very much dislike them down the road.
Now, with 10 minutes to go in that game, the Meadows were 19 points down, found a way to get back in the game. You take the mark. Did you know the siren was about to sound?
Definitely. Just had a feeling. The siren was probably due for about 5 minutes. So as soon as I marked it, I was just taking every step, just waiting for it to go. Had a gut feeling and turned out to be right.
They were the heavy favourites going into the game. They were on top all year, only losing the two games through the minor rounds. But you've taken the mark 45 metres out, slight angle. How were the nerves?
Probably didn't really have time to get much nerves, Tommy.
Do you have the 30 seconds or you get a little bit longer out there?
Well, I started walking back and then the umpires told me I've got 15 gone just before the siren went. I'm not sure why he was trying to hurry me up. I don't think he realised that we were down 5, not up 5, so I wasn't trying to waste time, but he gave me the little hurry up and then the siren went, I think he threw that whistle out.
So you've won by a point, off to the grand final this week, but I want to take you back. This moment almost didn't happen because you shopped yourself around for cash in the off-season.
Oh,
and you
Tomo,
nearly signed,
trust Tomo.
Nearly signed at Burrow. Is that correct?
I can confirm that that is correct.
You were chasing the coin. So this moment could not have happened, and the Meadows should be paying you a little bonus, I would have thought, now that you've put him into the grand final.
Well, I can confirm that I did not go chasing coin. I had a few phone calls from some mates' clubs and had a nice carrot dangled in front of me, which nearly caught my eye, and I'm very happy that I stayed at Meadows. I get looked after on and off the field very well, so no complaints.
Okay, outside the cap. That's good to know. We want to... Tomo can't really say much about that, and of course, that's Mark Thomas. Tomo from Triple M here. He's on about 4 different shows, so that's, for the listeners out there, that's him. They play at the same football team. How was his performance on the weekend? Because we've seen him in studio on the Dead Set Legends before the game, and he could barely walk.
Well, he trained Thursday and then he rolled up to the game and hobbling around in warm-ups. And I think the first half he was not too bad. I think the stats just came out and he had 17 touches on one leg. So I think I had 10 on two legs. So I guess he didn't play too bad. Not his usual self, but man's on the bottom of the pack. You don't need two legs to do that, I don't think.
No, that's right. He's left the club before chasing coin elsewhere anyway. So you don't have to worry too much about that. The celebration after the goal, there was a fair bit of carry on.
Oh, a bit of carry on. Not sure if you've done that in your life before, Tommy. I'm sure you would have done the same.
Never done anything like that. I've never kicked a goal after the siren to put my team into the grand final, though. Off to the big dance this Saturday. The podcast will come out after the game, but if we do get the win, where are we off to Saturday night? And who do we take on in the grand final, sorry?
We take on Gumaraka, who we went down to by 2 points in the qualifying a fortnight ago. Didn't really play our best, but I think we'll go in very confident of our capabilities. I think our list is probably the best. We just need to play to our ability and then we'll be taken at home. But, you know, it's just about who plays better on the day. There's only one chance.
That's right. The grand final's at Macclesfield up there. Where are we off to after we hold up that Premiership Cup? Are we back to the change rooms at Meadows for the next week?
Yeah, well, I've already booked it Monday off, thanks to the lovely bosses down at Victor. But then, obviously, just back to the club room Saturday night, regardless win, lose or draw. And then it'll be at the Meadows Hotel, big major sponsor on Sunday for the end of season wrap up. And then obviously, if we've got medals hanging around our neck, I dare say we'll be back at the pub on Monday.
Fantastic. Well, we wish you all the best in that, Stocky. Congratulations on putting your team, the Meadows Football Club, into the grand final this Saturday. Of course, this podcast will go to air after the result, but that is Local Legends this week, brought to you by Tom Rockliffe. Thank you, Stocky.
Thanks, Tommy. Thanks for having me.
That was Local Legends with AFL superstar Tom Rockliffe. For more episodes and other Adelaide podcasts, download Listener and search Everything Adelaide to listen for free.